All right, Children's Church is starting right now. Children's Church. Children's Church. Y'all going to get slain in the Spirit. You're going to get baptized in the Holy Ghost. You're going to come out prophesying, raising the dead, healing the sick, cleansing the leper. Come on now. Because church ain't all for the old folks in here. If you ain't raising up these children, you ain't doing nothing. Come on. That's it, boy. Come on, go get your dance on. Woo, it's about these kids. Someone's preaching. I'm going to go back there with the kids. Someone's. I hope you came expecting. I'm finishing this series. When you're tired, are you tired? When you're tired, are you tired? I'm finishing this series because I'm tired. I'm tired. Are you frustrated? You remember that one? Are you frustrated? Has you ever been let down? Have you ever let yourself down? Have you ever let God down? Oh, Lord Jesus, I let you down this morning, but it's all right. You pick me up.
Amen.
I don't know. Y'all see, oh, Lord. Oh, yeah, we just a little bit different. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Because when God gave me this series, I didn't understand where I was going with this. I did not understand. I said, God, what are you doing? I'm tired. He goes, yeah, you keep talking about how tired you are. God, I've been frustrated. He goes, yeah, tell the people how frustrated you are. I'm telling on myself. He goes, no, now you're telling on them. They're frustrated too? It's not just me. It's not just the house of manna. He said, not my body. Well, tell them. Tell them. Tell them, been there, done that. Been there, done that. My two individuals in the back, keep your eyes on me. On me. Let's cut this one off. Turn my recording off. I know those donuts are good. Y'all are wearing it all over you. It's all right. It's all right. It's all good. Guys, I want you to understand one thing. God is good. Even when things are bad, God is good. Okay, see, maybe I need to let the coffee settle in a little bit. Let the sugar go in and let it get kind of kick in a little bit. And then when y'all get in that, you know, sugar comatose, you know, y'all just going a little crazy. Have you ever felt like been there, done that?
Yes, Lord.
Been there, done that. Why do I got to do it again? Been there, done that. Have you ever felt like, I have been there before, God. I've done this before. Bought the t-shirt, bought the hat, bought many shot glasses, used them as well. But, you know, before, you know. Or maybe some of y'all like to collect those little spoons on everywhere you go. You notice they're like baby spoons, right? Because been there, done that, and acted like a baby being there and doing that, you got to use the baby spoon just to eat because been there, done that. Have you ever been there?
Yes.
Usually it's when you're tired. Are you tired?
Yes.
Wow, y'all are awake now. See, when you're tired, God has a tendency to show you some things. Been there, done that is the title of this message. Can you tell? Yes. Been there, done that. If you haven't heard all the series on this, are you tired? Go to our website, download the podcast. It's for free. It's free. The whole message is for free. I don't sell it. How can you sell the gospel if the gospel's free?
Amen.
I don't want Jesus coming in here and turning over these tables. Don't make my father's house a den of thieves. Not me, baby. I give it away free. Free. See, I'm more like God when we're giving. Giving. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Hallelujah.
Are you ready to come out?
Yes.
Because been there, done that, God's getting ready to call you out.
Amen.
He's going to call you out. I want you to go to the Gospel of John, chapter 12. And we'll begin reading at verse 1. The Gospel of John, chapter 12, at verse 1. When you're there, say amen. We have one amen.
Amen.
One amen and still not there. Come on, come on, come on. Let's get there. If you have your electronic devices, go to chapter 12 of John, verse 1.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will begin reading at verse 1. Jesus, therefore, 6 days, say 6 days, before the Passover came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they made him a supper there, and Martha was serving, but Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him. Mary then took a pound of very costly perfume of nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. This is funny. Watch this. This is hilarious. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples who was attending to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor people?" Now, he said this not because he was concerned about the poor, but he was a thief. This is the Apostle John writing about his brother in the Lord. He was a thief, and he had the money box, and he used to steal what was put into it. Therefore, Jesus said, "Let her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." Father, I thank you for the reading of your word. I thank you that today is a day that you have given us, Lord, this word, this fresh manna for us to partake of. Let it be nourishment to our bones. Let it be nourishment to our spirit, our soul, our mind. And Lord, I just thank you that it dictates our path, Lord, and where we're going. I thank you for the prophetic word that is released in this hour, Lord, to take us out so that we can be taken in. Father, I thank you in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's children said, amen.
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 Of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Of God.
Now, we're going to get you some charts today. If I'm going to go through my struggles, and I'm going to go through all my crying and all my tears all over the place, we're going to have some church today. We're going to have church today. I may scream a little bit. It ain't because I'm mad. It's because I'm excited. You ever seen someone, you tell your kids, "We're going to Disney World." You know what? "We're going to Disney World." Y'all have?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Look, it can be so simple like the baby, "I'm taking you to the movies today, and I'm going to buy you popcorn, a hot dog, nachos, and a big soda that you want."
Hallelujah.
Hey! You ain't got to go to Disney World. You could just say, "I'm going to get butter on that too. But I got to put the Reese's Pieces in the popcorn." Suck it now. What are you talking about? Because when you're excited about what's about to take place, you just can't sit still. I can't even focus. My eyes are going this way, that way, all over the place. I'm trying to read this thing. I can't read it. I'm excited. I'm tired where I've been, but I'm coming out of where I've been in. I was wondering, "God, why are you giving me this message?" Because I'm bringing you out, sir. I'm bringing you out. But when I bring you out, you got to bring others out with you. Don't leave them in their mess. Bring them out. Sometimes you just got to grab them and say, "Hello, do you want to stay here or you want to come with me?" You don't want to listen to me? I'm just taking you anyhow. Come out! Why? Because there's something inside of me. The prophet said this, it's like fire that is shut up in my bones. I can't even contain it. What is that fire? That's the word of God that is going to break some barriers down. Have you been there, done that? Have you been here, done that? This is what I hear the Spirit of God saying. Look at this. Whoo! Help me, Jesus. Help me. Help me. Whoo! Okay, now watch this. Verse 9. I'm getting there. The large crowd of the Jews then learned that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might also see Lazarus. Wait a minute. Who's the dinner for? Jesus. It was Jesus getting ready to eat some good stuff. Good stuff. But they came that they might also see Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead. But the chief priest planned to put Lazarus to death also. Huh? It said that he was raised from the dead already. Did you read that in the Word? Huh? Can you imagine Lazarus? It already says his demeanor, where he's at. He's already reclining at the table. You remember early on in the series where Jesus was invited by Martha to come and eat? And Martha got a little indignant because Mary was just sitting down at his feet again. You kind of see Mary in that position all the time at his feet. Been there, done that. You see, Martha's always concerned about the serving. Been there, done that. Lazarus always at the table reclining on that lazy boy, the lazy Russ. That's lazy Russ. That's, you know, lazy Russ. You got it? Lazy Russ. Lazarus, lazy Russ. Always just reclining. He ain't doing nothing. Never doing nothing. All he did is he died. Came back to life because of Jesus. He don't do nothing. Who's Lazarus? But now the chief priests want to kill him. Lazarus looking at, been there, done that. You follow me? Haven't you ever had someone tell you, you know what, I'm sick and tired of you, I'm going to just put you out. Been there, done that. You think you're the first one that's going to come against me? Been there, done that, bought my t-shirts and the hat to match. Watch this. Been there, done that. What do you think Lazarus is thinking? You going to kill me? That's the resurrection of life right there. As long as I got Jesus by my side, you can't kill me. You can't put me under when I've already come out. You can't put me behind a stone because he's going to call me right back out. You follow me now? You can't put me somewhere that he didn't allow me to go and he's going to call me right back out of. Been there, done that. Come on. Have you been in a place, people trying to take your money away? Been there, done that. Get in line. Get in line. You're out. I'm going to come and I got to take your vehicle. Get in line. Everybody else want to come take my... Get in line. Been there, done that. But if he led me here, he's going to leave me out. Amen. If he allowed me to be here, he's going to allow me to get out. But here's the thing. Oh, watch this. Y'all, you need to pray because I'm going to make some people mad. Oh. I read about how lazy Russ had a tendency to didn't do nothing but die. Didn't do nothing. And what I'm going to tell you, he did nothing. He did nothing and died. Y'all missing the point. God's been telling you to do something, but when you don't do something, you die in your mess. If he's telling you to do something, you better do it or you're going to die right in your mess. Oh, watch this. He made you read that scripture, right, before you came to church concerning about Noah. And then all of a sudden, this knucklehead starts talking about Noah. That was not my intention. But since you said that God had you read that, let me just remind everybody in here. If Noah had not done what God said, he would have died. I'm going to do a Michael Jackson. Now watch this. Watch this. You have got to do what God tells you to do, or you will die. Now, how many of you felt like, nah, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, God? I'm being lazy, Russ. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And I die. But I got you. I got you. Not only do I got you, but you got me. Watch this. Ooh. Let's go back to the story. Let's put it in rewind. Put it in reverse. Pump the brakes. Go back a little bit. Let's go back here. Watch this. Martha was serving. Martha was serving. Chapter 12, verse 2. So they made a supper for him, and Martha was serving, but, see that lazy Russ? Was one of them reclining at the table with him. Now, this isn't about Lazarus. No, no. Nor is it about Martha. But you see here how Martha is serving again. But you don't see her complaining this time. What transpired? She had an encounter with Jesus that rolled the stone away for her. She wasn't in the grave, but she had something that was blocking her vision and understanding. So he rolled the stone away. And watch this. Mary all along was at his feet. Now watch this. This is good. This is good. This is going to help you. Regardless of her own sister complaining about her, she knew where to be. Right? You said, well, Pastor, we've heard those messages. T.D. Jakes always talks about it. You got all these preachers talking about Mary. Mary was at the feet of Jesus, and she was just worshiping Jesus. And she was filled when she was empty. We've heard those messages. But I ask you, have you been there and done that with Jesus lately? Or you just complaining like Martha was? Will you tell them that I need money to pay the bills? You worry about many things, but the thing you should be doing is just what Mary's doing. Get at my feet. Been there, done that. She was at his feet. You read about the story. She's at the feet when he comes in. You read about the story later. Now here she comes in now, and she's going to irritate some people. Have you ever irritated some people before? I didn't finish my statement. Y'all answered real quick. Have you ever irritated someone with your worship? Because we can irritate people all day long just because of our attitude. Our attitude, we can really get on some people's nerves. Our demeanor can get on some people's nerves. I've been there, done that, and I was the one that caused them to buy the t-shirt and stuff. Had to pay for it too. Here you go, that's my fault. Have you ever got on someone's nerves because you knew who Jesus is? Ooh. When you know who he is and you know why he is, ain't nobody can take that away. But the trick of the enemy is to steal it. That's what he wants to do. He wants to steal that. He wants to steal the relationship that you have with him. Now, watch this. Now, you hear Judas. Judas, you're a trip, Judas. You're a trip. I am the one that takes care of the money for Jesus' ministry. I do pay all the bills for the ministry, so that could have been sold, and we could have fed the poor with it. You lie, you would have fed yourself. You'd have taken that money and put it in your pocket. So they all knew he was a thief. But that thief represents the enemy. Your worship irritates the enemy. It irritates the enemy. But has the enemy irritated you so that you don't worship? Well, wait a minute. See, has he irritated you so that you don't worship? Oh, he has a tendency of doing that. Oh, he sure does. He can get you so irritated. You don't like the song. It's too bright in here. What are all these pictures all over the place? He's stealing your worship. He's stealing your worship. They got the sword hanging over here. Got some sword over here hanging on the roof. We got over here, we got this red thing over here. It's got all pictures of cruises and stuff. Like, that's really going to manifest. It sure did. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it manifests.
Amen.
Huh? True. See, I remember having some people up there that had cancer. 7 of them got healed. With not a trace of cancer on there. See, and there were some people there that needed to get healed of some issues and relationships. Yeah, okay, so that thing works, huh? Yeah, it's where your faith is. Amen. But if he can come in and start stealing your faith, how does he steal your faith? By putting you in a situation in front of everybody else. What you going to do? Guess who brought her to his feet? Jesus did. For the love that he had for her, she understood who he was. So she brings a very expensive bottle of perfume. Very expensive. The scholars say that it was worth a year's wages. You do the math. How much you getting paid? Oh, Lord, I'm going to step on some toes. I need to have someone funny up here in a little bit. Can't even get you to give just the 10%, but she gave a whole year's wages. It said it was 6 days before the Passover. 6 days. Six is the number of man. What is man going to give to God before the day he enters in? What are you going to give God? It says that, you know, she went to Lord & Taylor, Macy's, and bought the most expensive perfume. I can't pay my bills. I can't pay the car, the rent. I can't buy groceries. I can't buy me those nice shoes I see there. Those are the Michael Kors. I can't get those. I can't get the purse that matches with it. Can't even get the scarf that they have now. I'm going to go get this perfume. Spend all my money on it. But I know my position. And when I get to that place of my position, I have a responsibility to open up what's been enclosed. I have the responsibility to open up what's been closed. Has your worship been shut in? Have you been shut in? Has your praise been shut in? Has your understanding of him been shut in? So she got down in the place where she should have never been. But I find it very ironic how they'll allow Martha to serve, but they won't allow Mary to worship. You ever been there when everybody wants you to do work, but they don't want you to worship? Want you to do all the works that you can do, to get all the brownie points that you can get. The pastor may have you be his armor bearer someday. So you got to work in the church. That's a lie from the devil. It's a lie. Haven't you ever had people just kind of get irritated because of what you're doing for God? Oh, yes, it's just true. My question is, when she got there, she gets to his feet. Maybe they thought she was going to wash their feet. And it got irritating to them when she went to Jesus as opposed to everybody else. But Martha, you can serve, you can cook, you can do everything because I'm a recipient of what you're doing. I can get what you're doing. But someone that is using this very costly perfume and pouring it on the feet of this man and wiping it with her tears and with her hair irritated all the men there. If you ain't serving me, you're irritating me. She done opened that thing up. Wow. That the fragrance filled the room. You ever been where your worship fills the room? That it begins to overtake the senses of those around you? She had to open it up. Are you going to open it up? Or are you going to be there, stay there, and not do anything there? This time she wasn't sitting and receiving. This time she was sitting and giving. Do you see that? Do you see where things change? The stone of receiving was removed. And she was able to give to the king. Yeah, we know that she's preparing him for the burial. The burial that is to take place. But that usually takes place after he dies. They put the perfume all over so it doesn't stink, and they put him in the tomb, preparing it. Lazarus, he knew this. He knew this. Why? Because he was once buried. Lazarus knew. That's why he could recline at the table. Been there. Done that. I know what's about to happen. Y'all don't know. I know. I know where he's going. Because when I was behind the stone, I could see his glory. But y'all were crying for me to come back. I know where he's going. You see, y'all are missing this part. It's not written about what Lazarus said, because Lazarus, I think he was, because you don't ever hear Lazarus speaking, ever. Never. He's just in all your glory. I'm just going to eat, sit in my lazy boy, have everybody serve me, come and look. Oh, these priests from the church, you want to kill me? Do you know where I was just at just the other day? The one that you so-called worship, God, I was right there with him. Been there, done that. I know what's taking place, what my sister's doing. My baby sister's doing what she's supposed to do. Lazarus is looking at that. You came to see Jesus, and you came to see me. You better pay attention to her, so that in times of need that you need him, here's where you need to be. It's not written in your Bible, but that's the way I look at it. Can you imagine what Lazarus is thinking? I came out of a tomb. Here I am now. I'm alive, and I'm getting ready to eat my steak. Been there, done that. I've been in death before. I've been wrapped up in grave clothing once before. I've had all this perfume poured all over me because I was dead and stinking inside the tomb. You remember the story? She said, Lord, it's been 4 days. It's stinky in there. Jesus said, that's just like the ark. I didn't just kind of, okay. So, but watch this. Lazarus knew when he came out, everybody else was there watching Lazarus come out of that tomb. Who's that joker wrapped up like a mummy? And Jesus said, just change his clothing. Change his clothing. As they start unwrapping Lazarus, guess what they start saying? That's Lazarus. That's Lazarus. I saw him die. I was his pallbearer and I put him in there. I saw his sisters crying because we were at the house crying with them. This is the man, Jesus, that raised him from the dead. 6 days before Jesus is getting ready to go someplace, he must go. Watch this. They're having a feast for Jesus, but it's a setup for Mary to be at his feet to prepare him for where he's going. So your worship that you've been worshiping and doing has been preparing you for where you're going. That fragrance of worship irritates people. Because usually our worship is based on our past experiences with Jesus. But what you do not understand is what you're about to experience in him is different than what you experienced before. Been there, done that. Now he's going to show you something new, something different, and something fresh. So that Jesus now stands up and says, let her alone. She's preparing me for where I'm going. Jesus stood up for her. Just like the woman that was about to be stoned in adultery. Remember that? First, watch this. Look at the switch. He bends down and writes in the sand. She's at his feet. When all the accusers are gone, this is what the Bible says. He stands up with her. God's getting ready to stand up for you. He's getting ready to stand up for you. Now watch this. Watch this. Did not Jacob rest on the stone? The heavens opened. And what did he see at the top of the ladder? Jesus standing. Oh, but wait a minute. This is how this series started. Jacob was tired. when you're tired, when you're tired and you can rest on him, you will see him standing and he'll proclaim the blessing over your life and your lineage. He didn't see it happening just yet, but he was tired. He was tired of sojourning on his place of where he must go. Because he was tired, he saw the heavens open up. He rested his head on the stone, and Jesus is standing. Jesus is about to stand up for your circumstance right now. He is about to take what is keeping you from getting yours. He's about to stand up for you. Hoo-wee. Oh, come on, come on. There is a disciple called Stephen. And as Stephen is getting stoned to death, Stephen then looks up to the heavens and he sees the Son of Man, Jesus, standing up. You may be getting catapulted. You may be getting things thrown at you. You may be getting beat down. You may be getting torn up. You may have everything taken away from you. But Jesus is standing up for you. He's standing up for you. He ain't going to leave you where you're at. He may have caused you to go in, but he's going to bring you out. Jesus now is the one that is entering in, and he has to get someplace. Yeah, they took him before all these different judges, and they couldn't find any fault in him. No fault in Jesus. He went from court to court to court, and they could find nothing wrong with him. So all they do is put him at the whipping post, which would have killed any other man but Jesus. What you think that you're going through is about to take Jesus out of your circumstance, and he's going to stand forth with you so he can make it to that cross. And when he died on that cross, he put all your sins on that cross. All your iniquities, your transgressions, all your sickness and disease was placed on that cross. But they put him someplace in a dark place. What was meant for death. What was meant for death. And when they sent him in there, watch this, he stood up on the third day. And when he stood up for all humanity to remove the stone away of everything that has come against you, everything that has been dark and dismal in your life. People that have talked about you, lied about you, stolen from you, ridiculed you, judged you, hurt you, wounded you. God is removing that stone away, and Jesus is left standing on your behalf. You may not think that you're coming out, but you ain't staying in there. You're not staying in there. You're coming out. You're coming out because this too shall pass. Watch this. When Lazarus came out of the tomb, the old self was in the tomb, but the new self came forth. The old things are passing away, but the new things have begun. He is rolling the stone away, and he is standing on your behalf. He is standing on your behalf. He's not going to leave you there and say, I've been there, I've done that. He said, but where you're going now, you're about to experience something that you've never experienced before. Never. John the Baptist said, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. How many preparations are you making for God? Are you doing anything to bring him closer? Or are you doing things to push yourself away from him? What are you doing? Prepare the way of the Lord. Because he's coming. And he's doing something you ain't never seen before. You've never heard it. You've never imagined it. You've never even felt it in your spirit. But it's something fresh and it's something new. Don't you know the enemy wants to take your joy? Don't you know the enemy wants to get you out of that position? He wants to take you out from being at his feet. He's trying everything, throwing everything at you. But in the midst of where you're at, in the middle of your storm, worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, because he stands for you. He stands for you. He's not going to leave you there. He's coming up, and he's bringing you out. They try to hold him. They try to hold him. When he died on the cross, the sun couldn't even shine. The earth began to quake. The veil was ripped in fear. And guess what he did? He went down to hell. And when he came out of the tomb, dead men and women came out of their graves and began to walk amongst the city.
and people saw the dead raised from the grave. There's no grave that can hold you. There's no place of darkness that can stop you. You have the light of God within you. I don't care what the legal systems tell you. I don't care what judge is coming against you. I don't care what ex is coming against you. You've got God on your side. Stay at the feet of Jesus, regardless of your circumstance. He will pull you out. The stone could not hold him. The grave couldn't keep him. Why? Because he's the Son of God. When he rose from the dead, he made you heirs to the promises and to the kingdom of God. You walk with the kingdom within you. Now it's time to bring the kingdom out of you to display his glory. It's about Jesus. Jesus. Who cares about the sin when it's on the cross? Who cares about your mess when it's on the cross? Don't you judge me. Don't you hate me. Because I have an advocate who stands for me. Been there, done that. Don't ever lose sight of the fact that you have been in a place where he once was, but he's no longer there. Did they not tell her what you have come to seek is no longer there? But watch this, he didn't go back to glory with his Father. He stayed. He stayed. Why? Because he knew the circumstances that we were in to reveal himself. Don't you feel like them when the only hope that you had, you see hanging on a cross and then being put in a grave? And that is the only hope that you had? And you think your God's been taken away from you? You feel like your hope has been stripped away from you? So after he comes up out of the grave, he stays. Watch this. For 40 days. 40 days. To redeem a generation that has been cast out. I came to lead you in and to take you out. Whatever your circumstance, whatever your dark place, whatever's around you that doesn't feel good, don't lose your worship. Don't lose that place that brings the strength to you. It may irritate people. It may even get the people in the church irritated because you love God that much. My question to those that can't stand your worship is, where are you? Where are you? Are we so caught up in wanting to look the part but not be the part? We just want to look good. I want it to be good. I don't want the feel good experiences. I want the good experience of him. If he says this word is true, I believe it to be true. Regardless of what's standing before me. Because I do know he's standing for me. He's standing for me. So then when you go to God upset and mad because things aren't going your way, God, you don't understand. God is saying, I've been there. I've done that. I'm here for you right now. I'm standing for you. I'm standing with you. My question to you is, will you stand with him? Will you stand with Jesus? Will you? Will you stand with Jesus? We need Jesus right now. We don't need him later. We need him now. He is the present help in time of need. How many of you need Jesus to move now on your behalf? How many of you need him to roll that stone away that changes your perception, changes your posture, changes everything about you so he can stand with you for you? That's the God that we serve. He doesn't care about your intellect and how well you know the word, how well your gift is used. All he cares about, will you worship me? Will you worship me? Will you stay in that position of humility
in the midst of everybody that is watching you, will you be at my feet? There is the greatest strength right there, is at the feet. There are so many biblical scholars that will tell you that when she did that, it irritated the whole surrounding territory of where she was at. That the fragrance filled not only the home, but it filled everywhere where Jesus went. The fragrance of your worship will be felt in the territories that you go to. Hear this. Hear this. Don't let that enemy lie to you. Don't. If you can get at his feet, the only thing that she had to do was open it up. It's one thing to bring your worship and be silent and not open it up. She had a responsibility to open up that worship. And when she opened it up, it opened up a realm for her. To the end of ages, it would always be preached about this woman that did that very act. Do you understand? It's your worship. It's not your attendance in church. It's not what you do in the church. It's not how well you preach, how well you prophesy, how many people you heal. It's never been about that. It's been about the worship towards the King. And when you worship Him, watch these other things be added unto you. The Bible clearly states, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things shall be added to you. Jesus is the reason why we're here on this earth. Every praise and every worship He receives. Even when you don't feel it, He receives it. Don't lose sight of that. Don't lose sight of that. This has been my ark season. It's been dark. It's been irritating. It's been very rough. I feel like I'm getting tossed to and fro. Sometimes I can't get my footing straight because of the rocking of the boat. And then I wonder, am I doing what I'm supposed to do? Or am I just playing church? Or am I just doing what I think I'm supposed to do? It's hard. And I wonder, will you come through? How much more? How much more? Is this worth what I'm going through? Does it ever change? Will it ever end? Will the lights ever come on? Because it's dark. Will things quit being stripped away from me? Will relationships quit being taken away from me? Will you make it to the end of the day? Will you see the end of the course that you're on? Or will you stay in constant struggle? Will you fight this battle over and over and be tired that you can't even fight anymore? You can't even pray anymore. You can't even worship anymore. She emptied the vessel of perfume. And when it was empty, she was filled. Will all this heartache ever stop? Will the ridicule and division never stop? I encourage you. Mm-hmm. come to his feet. 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 Lay on. Lay on. Come to his feet. Come to his feet.
Now's your time. Now's your time. Come to his feet. Come to his feet.
Is driving you to his feet. Your place of uncertainty is driving you to his feet. Your loneliness is driving you to his feet. Every sickness and every disease that has been placed on you is driving you to his feet. Children, stand strong, Lord. Stand strong. Drive out, God. Drive out everything that has caused depression, oppression, sickness, and disease. The quitting spirit, Lord, I drive it out. Mentality, Lord, drive it out. Fear of a loved one that has identity issues, Lord, drive it out. Renew yourself strong and mighty, God. Drive out cancer now in the name of Jesus. Drive it out! live it out. Roll the stone away, oh God. Replenish right now, Father God. As she emptied of herself, Lord, you filled her, Lord. Now fill him with faith, God. Fill him with fervor, favor, joy, happiness, abundance, God. Overflow, God. Lord, I thank you for an abundance of your joy and your love and your peace, God. I thank you for an overflow of healing, God. You're worthy, Daddy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Once blind, but now I see. For he has removed the scales of our eyes. That which is important is what we do in our worship. I thank you for giving us new vision, perception, and perspective of the kingdom, God. Lord, I thank you. We give everything and all to you. We first seek you in the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God. And we thank you, Jesus, that the mighty shall be brought low and the humble shall be raised up. Soften the hardened heart. Strengthen the weary heart. Lord, I just thank you. Promises to be revealed. The spirit of lack is broken. Father, I thank you for the authority that is given to us. You are the Father that is running to us to meet us in that place of transition, and you bring us back into your house. You clothe us, you clean us up. You prepared a meal for us. And I thank you that what you are allowing to fall from heaven now is fresh manna. Fresh manna. That this manna that we can partake of, Father, brings everlasting life. For you are the bread of life. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you that a people know how to answer the call of worship unto you. I thank you that as we heed the call of your voice, Lord, you raise us up corporately as a body. And we thank you. You are truly King. You are Lord. And we worship you. Our fragrance of worship, Lord, receive it. And we thank you, Father, that it fills the room and it irritates the enemy. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. I thank you, Jesus. In your own way, even in your mind, some of you may have to even say it from your mouth, that you love him, that you love him, because he first loved you. Tell him you love him. Tell him you love him. Tell him. He knows my thoughts, but he tells you to speak. He tells you to speak. That there's life and death in the tongue. Speak of his love. Tell him you love him. Come on. Tell him you love him.
on. Irritate the enemy. Irritate him. Irritate him. Tell him you love him. Come on. You don't need to pray in tongues. You just tell him you love him. Come on. Tell him you love him. Tell him. That's worship. Lord, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Come on. Tell him. Tell him. Open your mouth and let it out. Let it flow like rivers of living water. I love you, God. I love you. I love you. I love you. Come on. Tell him. Let it out. Let it out. I love you. I love you. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Open it up, open it up, open up. Do not fear for who's around you. Open up. I love you, Jesus. 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 Open up that well and let the waters flow. Lord, I know you love me. 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 Oh, yes, 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 yes. He loves you unconditionally. He has agape love. Unconditional love for you. Receive it. Understand it. It's never merited on your works, what you can do. It's always because of who you are. You're His. You're His. That's what it means to be Lord. He's ruler. He's authority. He rules over your life. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Love Him. Love Him. Love Him. Love Him. Love Him. Love Him. Hallelujah. A beautiful display of God's love. A beautiful display. Your worship, it changes atmosphere. It changes circumstance. Sometimes you get in that place where it begins to change for others that may not be here. You understand? You may be sitting at the feet and you think it's for you, but it's for somebody else. You can be in proxy for somebody else, but your worship is what changed their circumstance. Please hear me. Hear me. Don't ever lose sight of worship. Even when you're going through. Trust me, you'll go through. You'll come out. Lose your worship. He's worthy of it. He is. Amen. I thank you for answering the call of worship. Thank you. It was beautiful to see, but more importantly, it was beautiful for Him to receive. Because it's about Him. It's about Him. I thank you for your obedience. Your obedience is better than any sacrifice. Any sacrifice. Your obedience. Stay obedient to Him. Amen. You can return to your seat and get your composure if you can. It's at the feet of Jesus that